Each year, approximately 1.6 million adults in the United States are diagnosed with diabetes. Type 2 diabetes, the most common form, typically strikes adults over age 40 who are overweight and don't get enough exercise. There is no cure for diabetes, but you can live a long, active, healthy life if you take certain steps to manage and control it. Diabetes is a condition in which there is too much glucose or sugar in the blood. Therefore, eating healthy and being physically active are very important parts of treating the condition. When you have diabetes, the sugar builds up in your blood because your cells do not remove glucose from your blood in the right way. If you don't take care of your diabetes, then your sugar will stay high. Over long periods of time, high levels of blood sugar can damage your organs, causing serious feet problem, requiring amputation, and make you very sick. If you've already been diagnosed with diabetes, then you can work to manage the diabetes by making healthier food choices, becoming more physically active, losing those extra pounds, taking your diabetes medicine, checking your blood glucose level, controlling your blood pressure, keeping your cholesterol at a healthy level, and just taking care of your body. All parts of your body, even your teeth and your feet. One in three adults have prediabetes. Are you the one? Prediabetes means that your blood glucose levels are higher than normal, but are not yet high enough to be called diabetes. The good news is that you can take steps to delay or prevent type 2 diabetes. You may be able to delay or prevent type 2 diabetes with daily physical activity, weight loss, and possibly medication. The Person County Cooperative Extension Service and the Person County Health Department are once again joining forces to bring you another series of the National Diabetes Prevention Program. This is for individuals who do not already have diabetes, but might be at risk or might simply be pre-diabetic. The Diabetes Prevention Program can help you change your lifestyle to prevent type 2 diabetes. It offers lots of support from your lifestyle coaches and your fellow classmates, and it focuses on weight loss, healthy eating, and physical activity. We're going to be starting another series at the beginning of June, but starting in April and May, we have a series of Session Zero programs or informational sessions. It's going to be where we give you some information to learn more about the Diabetes Prevention Program. So we're trying to get you to register for one of our seven informational sessions that we have throughout April and May. The first one will be Tuesday, April 18th at 10 a.m. You only need to attend one of these seven sessions to learn about the program. The sessions will take place at the Person County Office Building. You may be eligible for this program if you've been told you are pre or borderline diabetic. Again, the Diabetes Prevention Program is not for anyone who's already been diagnosed with diabetes. But during these informational sessions, you'll get details about the program. You can find out about the program schedule, whether you are eligible to participate, what the program covers, about incentives that will be given out throughout the program, and so much more. Please register for one of our informational sessions by calling the Person County Health Department at 336-597-2204, extension 2277. Or you can go online to go.ncsu.edu/diabetesinfo to register for one of our informational sessions. Again, the first one will be April 18th at 10 a.m. in the morning. And then we will have one on April 19th at 2 p.m. in the afternoon. We've got them spread throughout the months of April and May, so you have plenty of different sessions that you can try to attend to learn more about the Diabetes Prevention Program. For more information or to get the registration link, you can always visit our Facebook page. It's our Food for Thought, and it's at Person Granville FCS, and we're on Facebook as well as Instagram. If you have any other questions or want to know about some of the other programs that the Extension Office offers, you can always contact our office at 336-599-1195. Thanks for tuning in this week.